This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hi guys, I'm not going to try. Generation Next, Joy 949. You are joined in the studio by Em, Dylan, Ryan, and a silent witness, which is Matt, who's going to be looking at some panelling ins and outs, the technical side of things.
I'm teaching.
Yeah, Dylan's teaching. How are you guys tonight? Good?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I know I've got to suck it up after being in Melbourne for so many years, but I hate the cold. I just want somebody to come back already.
Are you Melbourne born and bred?
No, I'm a northerner.
Oh, same as Ryan.
Yeah.
I love the cold. I moved down here for the cold, so I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
From Brisbane?
I mean, the other day I was walking to the train station at about 7. My jeans hadn't dried, so they were still a little bit wet. It was -3 degrees. And when I got there, I was having to hit various parts of my body to like wake them up because I couldn't feel my face anymore. So that's just me standing at the train station slapping myself.
And were you loving it or not?
Well, you'll see, I was, but I don't think the fellow commuters could quite understand as to why I was beating myself that time of the day.
I think that's a really good time to move into a song.
Well, here's Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, and fun.
Hi, guys. You're on Generation Next with Dylan, Ryan, M, and Silent Matt. we're about to go through some queer questions, a couple of scenarios that we have had. Proposed to us.
Yes, on one knee,
which we are going to discuss as a piece of friendly advice over the radio, and I think Ryan's going to take it away.
Our first queer question is: I met someone online, and we have been talking for a few months now. He's really funny, and he seems to want to get closer. I would like to meet up because there's a spark between us. What should I do?
Ooh, online dating.
Look, I think that. When you feel comfortable enough with them, I guess, go and start meeting up with them. But at the same time, don't put yourself, like, I don't know, like in a Jeffrey Dahmer type situation. You want to do it somewhere public and definitely somewhere where there's no drinks as well.
No alcoholic drinks.
Because right. You want to be level-headed. Yep. I mean, people out there are scary.
So you want to have a coffee or something like that.
A coffee, yeah.
I do think, though, that if you are meeting... Well, you might know someone online, but if you are meeting someone in person, often a drink can seem like a really good idea to break the ice a little bit.
Yeah. But then alcohol also makes people do some pretty stupid things.
Yeah, and plus that's true.
And plus it depends on your age too. I mean, I guess for some out there, that may not be an option. I think it's also better to meet in a space wherein if they don't show up, which hasn't... be known to, you know, not happen before, then you can sit there and eat lots of cake.
Solution. Emotional
that
eating.
Good. That sounds good. So cafe, we're really opting for a cafe.
Yeah, well, because it's a safe space to be into,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Now, our next queer question.
Well, okay, I've got a lovely one here. A bunch of my friends are taking a gap year at the end of the year. I really want to follow up my degree with my honours, but at the same time, I really want to go with them. Do I study or travel? And that's from Alice.
Okay, I think it's about deciding what your rationale is behind each of those. I mean, if you're doing it just because your friends are doing it, then really what's the point? What's the rationale there?
You want to have fun with your friends. That's the point.
Yeah, yeah, well, to some degree, but are you doing it just because they're doing it? Or,
oh, okay.
Or
you
are
know
you doing
what?
It?
I think, Alice, go out, go study. Your honours is going to be waiting for you anyway when you get back here.
Yeah.
Just go and see the world. Do it while you're young. And you know what? It might add a fresh, like, interest to your studying. You might be able to tackle
experience,
it in a whole different perspective.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yes, yes. Well, we will be back with some more queer questions after these CSAs.
Joy.
Joy.
94.9.
Hi, guys. Generation Next here. We are discussing some queer questions. And I'm just going to put it out there. If anybody wants to send in their own queer questions, they can definitely do that. We would love to provide some friendly advice over the radio. I believe we've been quite active on the Twitter, thanks to Ryan tonight as well.
We are on Twitter. We are Gen Next Joy 949.
Yep.
So tweet at us. Or if you don't want to tweet us publicly, you can DM us. I saw that look on your face as the levels went up and down again.
Also, we have a Facebook, so hit us up on Facebook too. So, yep. We've got some questions.
I really like this one. It is from Emmy. Dear Gen Nexters, I have a serious problem. I have a friend that is a hardcore Twilight fan. Every second word that comes out of her mouth is Edward. She even has a giant cardboard Edward cut out in her room.
That's creepy.
My friend is awesome, but I'm scared I'm going to say something I'll regret if I hear the comparisons between her and Bella one more time. Please help.
Yeah, that is actually a hard one to tackle with
that. That sounds intensely creepy.
But you know what?
But people like that about Twilight.
Exactly. There's a whole Team Jacob, Team Edward, and it's there's a lot out there, and they're quite adamant. No, I'm meant to be with Edward. No, I'm meant to be with Edward.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure her friend still has other hobbies, like maybe ask her what she ate for dinner or something. Just try and re-divert the conversation to something else.
I have a friend that is a Twilight fan as well, and it's kind of crippling sometimes. Like, conversations get limited.
Surely you can just say, hey, I'm actually not a fan of Twilight. Can we please talk about something else?
I think what Em needs to do is just be upfront and just say, look, shut up. I'm sorry.
Just make a joke of it. Like, lightly mock her. Lightly mock her.
I don't know about lightly mocking. I guess it depends on your friendship.
It's sort of easing your way into it.
Exactly. You have to know. I think you have to be upfront and tell them.
You can't expect them to change. I mean, if they've got a cutout in their room, you could have an effigy as a cutout, burn it. Also, we have a queer question from Kyle.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Kyle as in former host of this show, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Who has said, queer question, I want a boyfriend. Can someone please tell Kyle that this is not a question? if you'd like to be Kyle's boyfriend, you can tweet us at GenNextJoy949.
We're pimping out Kyle now.
Yeah, I know. Should we move on to a question that's not a direct request for a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Ryan, do you want to do that next one there?
My best friend and I are really close. We went to high school together. She was the first person I came out to. She's like my sister. Recently, we both met this guy, let's call Dan, who is bi. Dan has shown interest in both myself and my friend. What should I do to let Dan know I'm serious but without getting into a fight with my friend?
Okay, is this from a guy, I'm assuming?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, if it was them coming out, you would assume that.
Yeah, I'm getting mixed up.
I think maybe it's best to leave it. I mean, is a relationship with someone you don't know really worth sacrificing a very good friendship over?
Exactly. But then I can understand where they're coming from. I mean, what if they start, the friend starts going out with Dave?
But it's about being the bigger person in the same sense. I mean, you'll find someone else. You'll find someone more attractive and interesting.
But sometimes you don't.
And then you die alone. Lessons from Dylan.
Always more fish in the sea. There are always more fish in the sea.
More fish in the sea. Look, I say have a sit down with your friend and, you know, if you guys haven't clawed each other's eyes out, then go for it. I mean, love doesn't necessarily, it's just for one person. Like, you never know what could happen.
But
just keep going.
What about the friend? I mean, what if you were in that situation? It's tricky. It's a myriad of issues.
Tricky.
I mean, do you want to end up as, as Dylan would say, as a crazy old cat lady? You know, spinster, never finding anyone else who's adequate enough.
That's my aspiration in life.
Or do you want to be the bigger person and you know, sort of let them have a go. Let them have a turn at love. Mm. And isn't the satisfaction knowing that your friend will be happy enough? No, it's not. But nonetheless, it's
take
close enough.
let's move on. Let's play a song.
Okay. Well, here's a payphone by Maroon 5.
Oh, we have a question.
Oh, we do, we do.
Yes.
Hi, guys. I want to meet other girls, but I'm new to this and my friends don't know, so I don't know where to start, if that makes sense. Well, there are, that's actually a really... because I know what it's like when you are in the closet.
I have a suggestion. anonymous Twitter. Just start up an anonymous Twitter page, because Twitter is something that's public, so it's a little bit safer, I think, a little bit. And you can just sort of speak to people in little incremental bouts. So it doesn't have to be something that's public. It doesn't have to be something that you have to go and have a chat to your friends about. And it's not your Facebook page, so it's not like it's sort of drawn back to you in that sense. It's just something where you can be yourself.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, your own little haven online.
Absolutely.
You could also do something like join Joy.
Yeah.
We've got lots of community events and things like that where you can meet a lot of other young people or old people, however old you are.
There's also Minus 18 who run a lot of great events.
Yeah. Yep.
If you're still young, facebook.com/minus18youth.
And also the Joy website has a lot of resources that you can get. So just go on www.joy.org.au and hopefully, you know, you'll find someone out there.
Can I say the reason I suggest Twitter is because that's where I met my partner, who I now live with, and I have a cat. So see, you can have your cat. And oh,
eat it too.
Oh, I was about to say that, but I don't think.
Hey, song, here's a song.
Animals.
Yay, songs.
You're listening to Gen Next on Joy 94.9. I'm Ryan. We have Em.
Hello.
We have Dylan.
Yes.
We have a silent and very
deadly.
Yes, well,
deadly.
Maybe he,
social media ring.
Maybe if his iPhone had like some sort of taser attachment to it.
Do you know, he's just
basically just plugging in things to his phone.
He's being a hipster in a room full of friends. He's on his phone. He's on his Twitter account, Facebook.
Look, I'm just tweeting right now. I've got to say, I'm still laughing inside my head at your confused but well-intentioned "you can have your cat and eat it too" advice.
Yes,
well,
yes.
We got a fresh text, well, tweet in for queer questions.
Sure.
Now, yes, but meet as soon... I guess this is referring to our online dating question, which met someone online and how long do you talk before you meet up with them?
Sure.
Felix has said, yes, but meet as soon as you can get up lost in your own thoughts and end up just dating your smartphone. Hashtag Grindr addict.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that a bit rude to go on Grindr during a date?
I
think what he's saying is that you get too addicted to the idea of meeting people and then you don't actually follow through and physically meet them.
Oh, Tristan is listening to our show with a glass of sparkling wine. Why don't we have sparkling wine?
Tristan, if you're the same guy that was cooking Italians about 2 weeks ago, we love you too, just so you know.
Matt remembers you, Tristan.
Actually, Tristan...
Why won't Tristan bring us wine?
Tristan, well, because we have a job to do. We've got to inform the people.
Can we not do job wine in hand?
No.
Let's move on to the next question. How do you date how long do you date someone before you move in with them? All right, Ryan, you were saying you're leaving with your partner?
I had been dating my partner for a year before we moved in together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, that was a very tumultuous year, so it seemed to work out quite well, but...
Why does it work out better if it's tumultuous?
I don't know. You seem to bond more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it feels like it's been an intense period of time.
I'm surprised. It works out really, really well. Both of us are A, antisocial, B, love our cat and harass it constantly. Like, seriously, our cat hates us because I'm always like, cuddles, and it's like... Works out really
okay, for
well.
Everyone at home, we just said like a little hiss and claws out.
But no. It works out really well because I think we're quite similar. And honestly, I think I would have known about in the last month or two before we moved in together that it would have been a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that a year is a good period of time. Mm.
Well, especially I think it depends on how much time you spend together as well. I mean, if you're spending like one date a week together, then maybe not so much as if you're spending like several nights and sort of already quasi-living together.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not very good with the moving in thing. I mean, I was with my ex for like 18 months, and every time it got brought up, I would just change the channel. I'd be like, how about that weather?
Yeah, I guess it does depend on the relationship that you have with your partner.
We have some CSAs, and then we've got Starships by Nicki Minaj.
Great.
Woo!
Yay, listening to Generation Next.
Part
Enjoy.
A down.
Hi, guys. This is Generex. Generation Next. You're with Dylan and Ryan. Matt's actually left the silent chair, and we are joined right now by the Reverend Joy Etwell. I believe that's how you pronounce your surname.
That's correct.
Yeah, who's going to tell us about a really great initiative called The Portal. Do you want to give us some background to start you off?
Well,
I'm a minister with Metropolitan Community Church, which is a church that it's a Christian church. Mm-hmm. It was started about 40 years ago by a minister called Troy Perry, who was defrocked, they called it, in America, for being gay.
Okay.
So basically they threw him out. So he decided to start this church for gay and lesbian people. And so I'm a minister with that church, and they have about 150 churches worldwide now. No, sorry, 350.
Okay.
Got that figure wrong. And
so when you say churches, does that mean actual church, with like the building of a church?
Yeah, some of
yep.
them are.
Yep.
In churches, yeah.
Yep.
Some are just in buildings. It's just okay. There is one in Uniting Church here in Richmond in Melbourne.
Okay,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So it's so I'm just sorry. I'm just not. I don't have a religious persuasion myself, so I'm trying to understand when you say church, you mean an actual church or like a community of people? Or, yeah.
Yeah, where they have a service and
yep.
singing and all the normal.
Yeah, it's a church. Get
but
over
the
it.
The majority of people that go are GLBTIQ people, mm-hmm. but they're straight people. Mm-hmm. I was just in Brisbane and I met up with a woman from Aotearoa who's actually training to be a minister with our church who's straight.
Okay.
And her husband and her mother go along to the church.
I'm really interested to ask, in terms of the perceptions that you get as a much more inclusive church, as a church that seems to believe in, you know, something like love above all else and whatever else. How do you deal with the perception that I think is applied across religion on the whole, that there's this... intolerance out there that applies to all people of faith? I mean, I'm not someone of faith myself, but I do get that perception from the community at large.
I think in some ways this whole debate over marriage equality is actually helping in this, because there are a lot of straight ministers, and we've actually got someone on our program called Matt Glover tonight who's been a straight minister who's been sacked by his church mm-hmm. for coming out in support yeah. of marriage equality. So I think in some ways, the number of straight ministers that are coming out supporting gay marriage is helping break down that. Mm. And, you know, having churches like MCC, and there's a lot of other churches around too, where it's okay to be gay or lesbian or transgendered and be a part of the church.
Yeah.
But I still think that there's a lot of people that don't feel comfortable in those churches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whereas Metropolitan Community Church, nearly everyone there is gay or lesbian or transgender or bisexual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think people find it is a safer space.
Mm. Are you specifically known that to offer that kind of support? That's like a trademark of the
I did note here that you've actually opened your own home to young people who in various circumstances can't live in their homes or they don't have anywhere else to go.
Yeah, that happened through the radio station. They asked me about a young guy who has a program who had nowhere to stay mm-hmm. and they were looking for accommodation, couldn't find any, so they asked me if I knew of anywhere, and I rang my partner and said, can I bring this kid home?
Mm.
And we've took him home for 3 weeks and we've had him for a year now. And through Facebook, we've got others. We've got four at the moment living with us.
Wow.
So
that's a really good supportive message, I guess, because when I first came to Melbourne, I was a young gay youth and I was in a very, very serious situation. And I would have loved to have known about an organisation like The Portal. Do you guys have a website? Is there somewhere that our little guys can check you out?
We're only just starting. I've just started up a group on Facebook called The Portal. We only got the okay from Metropolitan Community Church last weekend mm-hmm. for the ministry. We had to do a feasibility study and put in the application. I went and met with the elder from America who's responsible for our ministry. We're not a church. We are actually a ministry.
Okay.
So that gives us a lot more freedom to, mm-hmm. to do different things.
What's the difference between those two?
Well, I'm actually appointed as the pastoral leader of the portal, but I'm answerable to this person who's Reverend Elder Darlene Garner, mm-hmm. who's this gorgeous African-American woman, lesbian. She's mm-hmm. just beautiful. Whereas the church is the minister's answerable to a board.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot more freedom in that we can say, look, we'd like to do this or try this. And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they're open. This is the first time anyone's done something like The Portal
mm-hmm.
as a ministry. So they're open to ideas, and we're open to... What we don't want to do is start something up and then it just remains the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, often churches start up and nothing changes for the next 40 years.
Or in the case of some churches, several hundred.
Yeah, exactly. what we want to do is start this drop-in centre, but we want to be evolving all the time and changing. As young people change, as needs change, we want to change.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of services or supports are you, or activities even, are you hoping to provide in the portal?
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to open on a Friday and Saturday night initially.
Yeah.
And we've actually got a planning meeting on Saturday night. We're going to see what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at working with another organisation called Street.
Yeah.
And they have youth workers, and we're looking at wanting to make use of youth workers and finding out what the need is. Eventually, I'd love us to have some crisis accommodation.
Right, right. So really expand
but
that.
But that's funding.
Is there space for that in the city?
I think we can. The crisis accommodation doesn't have to be in the city.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just about providing people a safe environment to go to when they don't have anywhere else that they can necessarily, you know, go, really.
I think we're going to go to a song now, Joy, but if you would mind sticking around, we can have a chat with you afterwards.
It'd be great to have a chat.
Joy 94.9.
That's correct. It is Joy 94.9. It's Generation Next, currently 17 minutes to 8. You're here with, Timmy. Ryan M. Ryan M., myself, Dylan, and Silent Matt. And we're joined with Joy from the Metropolitan Community Church about our portal. But we've just had a tweet in from Father Bob saying, great news of essential service. And thanks, Father Bob.
For listeners who don't know who Father Bob is, he does some fantastic work up around here. and recently was pushed into retirement. I don't quite know what happened after that. I do know he was pushed into retirement.
Yeah, I honestly don't know.
By the church. But he's done some great work for homeless young people. He's done just all sorts of
I couldn't
of very
imagine he's
going to
stop working. Not
no.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
He'll be out there helping.
I am convinced he's going to outlive me.
Now, Joy, in the break, you were telling us about some really cool sort of unconventional services or unconventional Bibles that exist. Do you want to maybe do a bit of a recap of that?
Yeah, there's a manga Bible, which is actually anime. This Japanese guy has done the whole Bible in anime, and it's fabulous. It's just a totally different way that people will relate to.
That's
and
so
there's
cool.
So many other things you can do. Our services at Portal will not be about me standing up and preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Or the conventional songs. I mean, there's lots of really loud music out there.
Yeah.
There's lots of great discussions. There's lots of YouTube. I did a theology according to Shaun the Sheep once at Cafe Church.
I love that.
A little moment of confusion.
I think the best thing to come out of tonight's chat too is that it gives us a broader understanding that whether you're a person of faith A, faith B, faith C, you know, whether you, like, no matter what you believe, it's a very, very broad range of views. I mean, you sit down and compare Joy yourself to, like, I won't name particular names, but any of those sort of very hardline anti-gay people we see on TV who say that it's because
you
of
know
faith.
Who you are.
Yes.
I don't think they'll be listening.
No.
Jim Waller sitting in his bedroom with his little laptop out.
Then we just name someone.
Oh, yes. I mean, not Jim Wallace, but no. Little laptop out streaming Joy.
But I love the whole image of a portal that we're using, because it means you enter in another dimension. And at the centre of the portal, at the back, is a cross.
Yep.
But people can enter and move around within the portal.
Yep.
They can choose to move to the cross, or they may not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really interested to discuss your personal background. How did you get into all of this? Like, what led you to where you are today in terms of the path you've taken, sort of services through your ministry and whatever else?
I guess I've always been... I came out of a religious cult, believe it or not.
Oh.
and sort of turned my back on religion and went a bit wild for a while. And then I came back to religion and then I discovered I was a lesbian. So I was thrown out of a church for being a lesbian. So that was lovely. So eventually I was actually doing some study at a Bible college, and one of the lecturers said, go to MCC.
Mm-hmm.
And so I turned up at this church, and then I've been there ever since, really.
That's How fantastic. Did that feel, I guess, being a woman of faith and then coming out as a lesbian and then having everyone turn, like, for so to speak, turn around and say, leave?
Yeah,
like,
what happened? Was it actually everyone that...
I was sent off to a ex-gay organisation to be made straight.
Oh, now, does it work?
Failed.
Does it
no.
work?
It didn't work.
Shocking.
And it was
shocking.
Awful because I had a lot of friends in that place, and it was pretty devastating. But... How? You know, I'm a pretty strong person, but for people that are not, it is just shocking.
Look, just out of curiosity, did anyone that you know actually come out of that genuinely convinced that they weren't gay?
I've never heard of anyone.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I have met someone who they said had been changed, but they wouldn't even look at me. And they look so miserable standing with their husband and kids. And I just thought, if you're changed,
many questions. Can I go?
Yeah. Yep. I was just about to say,
what kind of advice would you give to people who are perhaps of faith and are kind of struggling with their sexuality or struggling to reconcile their faith and their sexuality?
Just to say to them that there are places out there. There are places like Metropolitan Community Church. You know, this portal is going to be for young people aged between 16 and 25 that you can come.
Yeah.
There is a fabulous organisation called Freedom to Be. Mm-hmm. So Freedom, the number 2, and then B. And that is an organisation that is not Christian-based but helps people who have been come out of Christian churches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come to terms with their sexuality and spirituality. So there is people out there.
Yeah. I guess we've just got such a oversaturated media presence at the moment with religion kind of being so anti-gay that it's really...
It's quite damaging, isn't it?
It is damaging, and it's really great to talk with someone who's got such a positive approach to it, and that a whole church, a whole community of people that follow faith have a positive approach.
I think when you're a Christian, you have to come out twice. You come out as lesbian or gay, and then you actually got to come out and say, well, I'm actually a Christian, and people say, well, why would you want to be? But for a lot of people, it's really important to them.
Mm. So do you see, I mean, you obviously do see LGBTIQ people and what the Bible says is kind of as reconcilable. Would you mind going into a bit more detail about that? Like what certain like
how many
anti-gay how many, groups say in the Bible?
Hours or? Have you got?
Not very long. We've probably got about 3 minutes.
I think that we need to, I mean, in the short time we've got, not focus on those few scriptures.
Yeah.
And you can study them and you really... I do not believe they're relevant to us today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as far as condemning us,
mm-hmm.
I think what we need to look at is the love of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the key, because Jesus went out there and mixed with people that they called sinners, not because they'd done anything wrong, but because the religious leaders, for various reasons, labelled them as sinners.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus went and sat down with those people, sat down with the woman who's unclean, the woman, Samaritan woman. And it's just such inspiring stuff. He sat down with these people and he talked to them. He touched them. And that is why Jesus was crucified in the end, because he went against the religious leaders of the day.
Mm.
And I think that's what people who are struggling need to grab hold of, is Jesus' love for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, as part of our proposal for the portal, we've got a saying that God thinks you're awesome. And that's true.
Yeah.
And you've heard people hear so many other messages. Just, you know, hang on to the fact that Jesus loves them and that God thinks that you're awesome.
Yeah. I think that's a great note to finish on, unless you guys have other questions.
No, fantastic. Thanks so much for coming in tonight, Joy, and we'll be forwarding you
Thank
on
you.
Any questions.
And if people want to find out more information about the portal, where can they go for that?
There's a Facebook group called The Portal. If they search for that, they will hopefully find it.
Great. Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in, Joy.
And, thanks, Joy.
Yeah, I'd love it if you could come in a second time sometime in the near future.
And
I'm sure
we'll also pop up a link to the Facebook group on our Twitter and Facebook pages later this evening.
Yeah, great. I'm sure Thank lots you. Of people would have questions and things like that.
Matt is nodding in the corner, tied up. You can hear his murmuring through the gag that we put on him. in agreement with becoming a member. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Matt's a member. Hey, just before we do finish up, I just wanted to talk about two cool events that are happening. One is a youth sector breakfast, which is run by Bayside City Council's Youth Services. A lot of S's in that. And so they're presenting youth sector breakfast for local youth service providers on Wednesday morning this week. So do a Google of that and see some more information if you'd like to get involved. And the other one is that the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus will be weaving some musical magic, presenting Bohemian Rhapsody on Saturday, the 23rd of June. So to find out more information about that, you can email mglctickets@gmail.com. All right, that's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for listening with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for the awesome show, guys, and Joy as well from Portal. That was an amazing interview. Thank you so much.
Yep, so cool. Queer questions, if you have any, text them in. Yeah. Twitter, Facebook. We'd love to give you some friendly advice.
And, like, even if you're looking for resources or you...
You want a boyfriend?
Anything?
Kyle.
No, okay. Note if you're not Kyle. And
we're going to finish up tonight with Need Your Love with the Temper Trap, which is an awesome song and rocking to go out
great.
To.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. See you next week.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.